A cruise ship company has apologised to Bay of Plenty iwi and members of the public after their non-Māori staff donned fake moko and performed a porphyry for tourists. Photos of the incident were posted online this morning and show Princess Cruises staff wearing tribal skirts and posing for photographs on the Tauranga port. Te Aniwa Hurihanganui reports.
Images of the topless Princess Cruises staff wearing grass skirts and fake moko have sparked outrage on social media. They are performing what appears to be a porphyry or traditional Māori welcome to tourists visiting Tauranga. Ngai Te Rangi Chief Executive Paura Stanley says it's not the first time a company has exploited Māori culture and he's deeply offended.
A couple of years ago there were some people outside standing outside with drawn on faces having pictures taken. They weren't Māori. What happens is that our culture gets turned into a pantomime, and that's despicable.
Princess Cruises Australia has since issued a statement saying after being made aware of the situation, the ship's management team took action to withdraw the crew members from the area to prevent any further possibility of cultural insensitivity. The company says no offence was ever intended and apologises unreservedly for what has happened. Paura Stanley says he's open to working with cruise companies to ensure porphyry are performed properly.
Should we just keep on bashing people into submission, or should we try and figure out a way to prevent this from happening again? Because it actually happens too often. What I've asked our teams to do is that there's an opportunity more to, if you want a porphyry, then okay, the next week to get in and deliver a porphyry. Let's have a conversation first, because otherwise if people just want a pantomime, they come to the wrong place.
Mori Rapana is an intellectual property expert and says he was shocked to see images of the porphyry online.
Yeah, when I saw them, I was shocked, to say the very least, disturbed, I guess, and I just thought, well, this isn't right. Once again, it's just, well, it's offensive.
When asked why incidents of cultural misappropriation persist, he says it all comes down to ignorance.
All of those behaviours just perpetuate ignorance and just lack of intelligence, I guess. There's plenty of normalisation of the porphyry processes and the cultural processes and practices of the Māori in Aotearoa, but you know, many people just tend to be blind to it.
He says tourism companies must engage with the local mana whenua if they wish to do a porphyry. Tourism Bay of Plenty Chief Executive Kristen Dunn agrees and will be taking the issue further.
It's something that we'll be raising with both the Cruise New Zealand Association and also Tourism New Zealand to say, hey, look, if this is happening here, is it happening in other ports around the country, and how do we best, as a group, make sure that this doesn't happen anywhere else?
Kristen Dunn will be advocating for all cruise ships to have an on-the-ground in-region contact point. Mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko te aniwa, Hurihanganui, aho.